Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County. We begin with the headlines of the Wall Street Journal, waiting for the Fed. In this particular instance, however, the journal's come up with some fresh language. Investors ramp up bets on jumbo rate cut by the Fed. Subhead. The chances of the Fed kicking off its easing campaign with a half-point cut have picked back up, market pricing shows, helping push stocks towards strong weekly gains. Jim, a very good evening to you. What the heck are they talking about? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, one never knows because journalists are always trying to ascribe purpose to the actions of investors. I think it might be a random events, but... my theory is that the quants and their machines are running up the price of stocks on a phony story that the Fed might give us a 50 basis point cut rather than a 25 basis point cut. And as they're running the stock prices up, they're actually shorting the same stocks so that they'll make money on the way up and the way down. And the little guy who follows them on the way up is going to lose his shirt. That's my theory.
Well, that's clever of them.
It is. I mean, we retail investors are sheep who are always waiting to be shorn, and the quants are the shearers. They're expert at, clipping us.
Now, do you think these are human beings? Have they turned it all over to the robots?
I think they're robots programmed by evil human beings.
Now, Jim, there's nothing evil about making money, is there?
I mean, the note of sarcasm escaped me. But
if the market is for a place to lose money. You can lose money and make money in the same day. Is there a cut, though? The game playing aside, do we need a cut? And that is what is so hard to see. The word recession was out of the vocabulary, came back in. Now I'm told it's out again. Where are you on this?
I'm totally confused because when I look at the government data, there is absolutely no sign of a recession. So, for example, when you look at unemployment claims, new unemployment claims, they were actually down. And yet, when I go around Lancaster County, which I use as the canary in the coal mine for the U.S. economy, I see real signs of strain, especially in retail.
All right, let's go shopping with Jim McTague. All right. You're at a store called Kohl's. What is that and what happened?
Well, Kohl's is it's a department store chain. It's headquartered in Wisconsin. They have a big store in a mall here. I had to get a pair of jeans for my wife, which is always a dangerous undertaking for a man. So I go in and I see on a remainders rack a pair of Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, originally $40, marked down to $9. I had something called Kohl's cash, which is like points. And to make a long story short, by the time I purchased the jeans, the sales price was $3.92, which is much better than you can get at Salvation Army or Goodwill or any of those other secondhand stores. So pretty remarkable that Kohl's is selling jeans for $3.92.
Jim, that's a 90% reduction. So what we're talking about is that we've been paying outrageous sums all these years. If they can, that $3.92, that sounds like what the parts are made of.
Now here's an important point. The jeans are size 2. My wife is a tiny woman, so she's in a subset of the American population. So not everybody can get a pair of jeans for $3.92.
All right, let's go to Wegmans. That is a grocery store.
It's a chain. It's a wonderful chain. It's here in the Northeast. They make the shopping experience fun because you can eat lunch there. And so if you're hungry when you go into the store, you can sit down, eat, and then you don't binge buy. But what I liked was I got into the cashier line, and the cashier was a trainee who was in excess of 65 years old, a nice lady. And that tells me that the job market in Lancaster County is still extremely tight, that people want to hire, but they're having trouble finding workers. So that's a positive sign, I think. I saw negative signs too.
Now we're going to Walmart's. What'd you see there?
On Walmart, the traffic was very light. I mean, there's always people coming in and out. I'll tell a Walmart joke. This is serious. I only saw one woman with cotton color hair, candy colored hair. I talked to one of the clerks, and he told me that it's been very slow in the store all week. And I heard a similar tale when I went to a jewelry store, a big jewelry store.
Oh, this is the big tale, a jewelry store, which nobody needs to buy unless they're feeling flush. What did you find?
Yeah, it's a high-end store. I mean, it has the kind of watches nobody wears anymore, Rolexes. I got swarmed by 9 sales clerks. They didn't have what I wanted. They've sold out because they're in the process of moving. But one of the sales clerks confided that business has been terrible this month. And as I drove around Lancaster County, I can see the impact of the reduction in tourists. The prime tourist season is over, and I can see it, diners and tourist traps. You have about 25% of the cars in the parking lots that you usually have. So that's why I wonder about the strength of the economy. Although the government numbers look great, we're looking in the rearview mirror. And when I'm looking at what's in front of me, I see a lot of strain, especially in retail. A bright spot is gasoline prices have fallen to $3.09 a gallon. Pretty nice. So that gives people some spending money. But then I hear from other people that food banks are experiencing much more demand than they have in weeks.
You also went to lunch at the high end at Chad's Ford, which is a beautiful part of Pennsylvania. What'd you find?
Well, I went to the Gables, which is a gorgeous restaurant. It's overpriced. Lunch for two came to $80 with a tip. And we both had soup and salad, essentially. There were 6 diners in this restaurant, which had room for 3 or 4 times that amount at least. They were all gray heads. The youngest guy was sitting with his grandfather. So it tells me... this is 1:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday. There was plenty of traffic on the highway out in front, US 1. It just tells me people are tightening their belts and they're not dining as freely.
I don't see a recession. Where's the recession in this? These are mixed.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm confused. I have never been this confused. I see hairline fractures. It's like a Boeing aircraft, John. You see hairline fractures, but it doesn't mean that the door is going to blow off this instant. And it might not blow off at all. We might have that soft landing.
We're getting the cut next week, we're told. Are you confident we're going to get a quarter point? We have 30 seconds.
It's in the cards. Quarter point. That's all they dare do now.
Right.
And it's a political season too, so they don't want to get carried away and get blamed by one party or the other for being biased.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor, Barron's, now in Lancaster County of the Keystone State. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.